It is the moment you have all been waiting for. The return of Booker C. You see, the return of Booker C has finally come. The Wrestling Insider is back! Back on the podcast! After a long hiatus of nothing but upgrades and fixes, we are back!
Better than ever. Can you dig it, sucker?
Booker C is finally here, and brought to you by the Wrestling Insider, a part of Dreadnet Productions. Booker C is back, people! Can you dig it? Yes, after a long hiatus of upgrading and doing a whole bunch of other stuff, Booker C is back on the podcast. With the first episode of Wrestling Insider on the podcast, Booker C is here to bring you the best in entertainment. Yes, entertainment. And you know what his time it is, right? Booker C's missed all his loving lawyer people, but Booker C had to go and find everything. Booker C, aka Dreadnet, aka Red Dread. But now you are seeing for the first time the Booker C persona. The persona. The people. The persona. Yes. Now it's time for Booker C to get back to business. Business is business. People, for the first time on this episode, I will have two, count them, two suckers list. Yes, people. Now, let me begin with my segment.
Can you dig it?
Yes, people. The segment, Can You Dig It? Now, I just gotta ask some people. First off, this is gonna be one of those long Can You Dig It segments. So people, if you're not into some good conversation, then I think you should want to, you know, pop on a wrestling video, pop on a video. Hell, watch the Cleveland Show preview tonight if you want to. The segment starts off like this. Booker C is here. And since the Wrestling Stars off, Booker C has had some ups and downs with a couple of segments. Well, not a couple of segments, but yes, a couple of things that have really, really agitated Booker C. Let's get started, shall we, people? Glad you agree with me. Okay, first segment, I'd like to say that what the heck is going on with TNA? Booker C likes it. Booker C really likes it a lot. The firing of Dutch Mantle. Vince Russo being in full in charge, I don't like. I want that to be Paul Heyman. What the hell happened, Dixie? Dixie, you're fully in charge. Jeff Jarrett getting removed from office. And now being brought back as talent, but not in any managerial position. What is going on with that, people? People, I need to ask you. Can you dig it? I can dig it, but can you dig it? Secondly, Booker T has a couple of things on his thing. The new storyline that's going on with Rhino and putting him in with Bobby Lashley. My question is to you people. You people of the Wrestling Insider. Bobby Lashley versus Rhino tonight in the pay-per-view. My question is, can you dig that? Hell no, I can't dig that. I wanted Bobby Lashley to face somebody for the Main Event Mafia, but Rhino's just as good. Another Wrestling Insider news, as the Wrestling Insider has been keeping, because this is probably the highest anticipated story on the Wrestling Insider, is that the actual rating of the ROH locker rooms by both TNA and WWE. As you know, WWE has picked up Nigel McGuinness and Bryan Danielson as of the end of September. Yes, people, as of the end of September, Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness are both going to SCW for Demand Mental. They are on a, what is it called? What type of a contract do we call it again? A stipulational, some type of contract. My question is, and you know, TNA, they picked up D'Lo Brown from ROH as well. There's also in talks with people, rumored to be in talks with people like Claudio Castagnoli, Davey Richards, and also there's also rumors about Kenny King as well, and possibly another rumor, last rumor, person to be rumored to be leaving ROH for WWE would be, let me just check out my list here. Believe it or not, the person rumored to be leaving ROH for WWE, besides the people I've rumored, and this is comes to a shock as myself, is none other than Austin Aries. Can you believe it? WWE is actually interested, probably interested, in Austin Aries. I gotta ask you, the rating of the ROH locker room, there's gonna be, by the time 2010 rolls over, there's gonna be no talent left. Also, another breaking news, just got in my email here, that, whoa, TNA is actually interested in acquiring Colt Cabana. My question is to you people, to all the people I've said, my question is, can you dig it? Can you dig the rating of the ROH locker room? If you can dig it, yes. If you can't dig it, feel free to post your segment on the discussion board. I know it's probably way, way down on the discussion board on Facebook, but if you go up to Can You Dig It with Booker C, discussion big board, put things there, and I will tell if you can or cannot dig it. And I will put it on my show. I will put it on the show. Also, in other news, believe it or not, Linda McMahon is leaving her CEO / owner position to run for Congress. And I've seen this Congresswoman, she's actually serious. She will not take money from special interest groups. She's actually going to take money from the people themselves. So, believe it or not, Linda McMahon is the old, and I checked this out, I followed this out. In case I'm wrong, feel free to put your notes on the Wrestling Insider webcast on the discussion board on Facebook. But what I heard is Linda McMahon, according to her campaign, it's going to be 100% funded, get ready, by the people. The people! It's just utterly shocking. The people are going to be funding Linda McMahon's entire campaign. That's unreal. I mean, and she's limiting donations to $100 a person. So you can't donate more than $100 to Linda McMahon's campaign. That is mortifying. The first politician to get her to fund her entire campaign through nothing but consumer money. People, like, this is the first I've ever seen this in my time on this planet being born. I've never met a politician that was 100% funded by the people. So if you can donate, and this goes for around the world as well, so it just doesn't go for the people in Connecticut. If you like to donate money to Linda McMahon's campaign, you don't have to live in Connecticut, as she's saying. You can donate, and she doesn't take money from any special interest groups. You can donate the money directly to the Linda McMahon campaign. We have it on the Facebook group. She accepts campaign donations from all over, including Canada, Mexico, anywhere, England. But you cannot donate more than $100. She will not take it. She'll actually, even if it's more than $100, she'll send the whole thing back. You will not, and there's, believe it or not, people, she's accepting no campaigns through any special interest groups. That's huge. And I gotta ask you, people, again, can you dig it? I can dig it. I can definitely dig Linda McMahon doing that. I mean, that is amazing. Also, in the Wrestling Insider news, again, like I said, the ROH thing was the biggest thing on the Wrestling Insider. We got a huge message about that, who's going to be donating where and who's going to be donating what. Also, another big thing on the Wrestling Insider, today, people, today is DWF Wrestling in Barrie. Booker T was supposed to show up, but, rides got canceled, things like that. Booker C was actually very, 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 very upset about that, but I mean, it's a solid lineup. It's a solid lineup here in Ontario. Barry, Mr. Kennedy, makes his wrestling return after his 90-day hold by WWE, came to Barrie, Ontario today. And the show is still going on. The show is still going on, as I'm told. The show's going on, and it's an amazing card, people. I mean, I can tell you right now, Cobra Kai versus Sin Bodhi. That is an amazing match. An amazing match. Thank you. One of the other matches here that I'm seeing, I'm just checking out my email if my voice sounds decent to y'all. There was another match that kind of took me off guard. As I was saying there. Like I said, there's another thing that took me off guard. I forgot. The main event. But I don't want to spoil the main event. I want to go down right down this card and tell you before I give you one of the biggest main events this year. Believe it or not, people, the Wrestling Insider is going to give you one of the biggest main events of this year. Wow. You completely have no idea what this main event is. And you know what? It's one you don't want to miss at all. I guarantee it. But like I said, Booker C is not going to spoil this for you. Booker C is going to show you all. So, here it is. Like I said, Sin Bodhi versus Cobra Kai. Cobra! Eddie, Sexy Eddie. I am Sexy Eddie. You must love me. Versus Zachary Springate. I am Zachary Springate the Third. Sorry, pumped in the promo there. I am Zachary Spinwith the Third. I do not like you people. You people are disgusting, moronic pieces of troglodyte trash. And I will defeat this Sexy Eddie, this greasy human garbage. Deluded piece of human garbage if you think he's going to be me. Hornet versus Michael Egan. Wow. And Rico Montana versus George Sears. And the main event of the evening will feature Ken Kennedy Anderson coming from his 90-day hiatus to face the one and only Ontario's favorite wrestler. He is your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. Textbook Tyson Nukes. I mean, this was the one main event you have not to miss. If you are there, you are enjoying a very, very classic wrestling show, and I envy you. I envy you. I envy you there for those people. My question is, with Mr. Kennedy and the DWF coming out, my question is to you, can you dig it? Booker C can dig it. I can dig it a lot. Okay, now I'm going to go down to now my last thing on the Can You Dig It promo segment. As you know, Can You Dig It with Booker C. Tonight, believe it or not, tonight. Oh, wait, sorry, I forgot one. I skipped my program here. Oh, sorry, baby people. Okay. Now, two things, actually. Secondly, Jeff Hardy getting caught with drugs. Drugs, people. He was caught with drugs. Drugs. Jeff Hardy. I just need to ask you all a question with Jeff Hardy and his drugs. He was caught with so many prescription drugs that he has a sentence now. He was convicted up to a sentence up to 15 years for drug trafficking and use. People, I gotta ask you a question. With Jeff Hardy and his drug use, if he'll actually be sentenced to 15 years in jail, and this is big. This is big news by the Wrestling Insider. If he doesn't come up with a prescription for all his drugs, he'll actually be gone for 15 years. But if he comes up with a prescription, he may serve up for another 15 years. My question is, with Jeff Hardy's drug use, can you dig it? I can't dig that. I definitely cannot dig that. Okay, secondly, on the Wrestling Insider, I wanted to bring something to someone's attention. Hulk Hogan is coming out of retirement, people, to open his a Hulkamania tour overseas. The people that he's bringing are, believe it or not, Ric Flair is joining Hulk Hogan on his tour. After October, and this is a big thing, the Wrestling Insider. Sting was reported to have retired from after Bound for Glory this year. But, he's actually going on the Hulkamania tour. Jeff Hardy, pending his trials, if he's convicted or not, will be also joining Hulk Hogan on this tour. The Godfather will be joining Hulk Hogan on his Hulkamania tour. This is big, people. This is absolutely huge. My question is to you, again, to the Wrestling Insider audience. Can you dig it? I can dig this. And I know it sounds a lot, but Booker C usually doesn't dig it or can't dig this, can't dig that kind of situation. Also, just to report, TNA is fired. Get this. Jesse James, formerly the Road Dogg, the Armstrong, has been fired. Also, who's been left at TNA is James E. Cornette. Now, the reason reported that Cornette's leaving is because he had a fight with Vince Russo over the direction of Eric Young's character and, get this, the World Elite's characters. All of them where they were directed to. My question is, with those two being fired,
can you dig it? I can dig it.
Now, a lot of feedback here. Don't worry. We're just fixing that too. But we'll be right back with the Suckers List.
Can Kevin Nash cash in on a $50,000 bounty and retain his Legends Championship when he faces the Monster Abyss? For the X Division Championship, former friends who are now foes face off as champion Samoa Joe takes on Daniels. In a lethal lockdown match, the British Invasion, Booker T, and Scott Steiner face Team 3D and Beer Money. Only a structure like the Lethal Lockdown can contain these four combustible teams. Tonight marks the big pay-per-view debut of the MMA star, the former wrestling champion, The Boss, Bobby Lashley, who will be facing the War Machine, Rhino. Kurt Angle, Matt Morgan, AJ Styles, and the Icon Sting battle to see who will walk out of No Surrender as the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
That's right, people. No Surrender is upon us. And as you heard from my good friend there, SoCal Val, love you, SoCal, love you. I still have the picture of me and you. We're cool. So for the rundown, as you can see, it's an okay lineup. You know, I'm going to watch it for entertainment purposes. Coming to where we're going at now, near the end, I have brought you my Suckers List. Yes, the Suckers List is finally here. And let's go down to the rundown. But first, we have one interview with Mr. Hernandez.
Hernandez, for weeks now, Eric Young has tried to recruit you to join the World Elite. Since you declined them, they had your longtime tag team partner, Homicide, turn on you. So what do you have in store tonight for Eric Young, the leader of the World Elite?
Val, Eric Young, for weeks, have tried to recruit me to this group. Apparently, he doesn't understand English. But tonight, he's going to find out from me that actions speak louder than words.
Well, what if the other members of the World Elite try to get involved in your match?
The other members, I'm going to go back to my roots and treat it like the Ghetto Olympics. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hurdle Kiyoshi. I'm going to javelin the Sheik. I'm going to shot put Eric Young. There's what's all left and done. Me and Homicide straight up one-on-one to each other's face. We're going to find out the true meaning of to live and die in LAX.
All right.
The Suckers List is back, people. Now, I have two Suckers Lists for one reason. Because A, 1 week just completely pissed me off and these people are suckers. So let's start off with the weaker list, shall we? Okay, this week's suckers, I'm going to start off with number 10. Number 10 is, I forgot his name, Steve Blamich, the guy who runs ROH, the CEO. He is number 10 on my suckers list because WWE gave him heat for releasing on his website, on the ROH website, the release of Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness, when actually both men had given them permission. Tonight, sir, you are number 10.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Now, number 9 on my suckers list, I've been wanting to get this woman off, is Angelina Love. Angelina, you got fired from TNA. You should be higher on the suckers list for this, but you're lucky you're number 9. But you were fired from TNA for not renewing your visa. And now you can't work in the States for the next 10 years. So you're stuck to nothing but Canadian indie wrestling. My advice, get used to it. And now you are the number 9.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Number 8 on my suckers list is an actual, the reason why she got higher than Angelina Love is she got to take Angelina Love's place, which is bad because they're jumping her from storyline to storyline. Madison Rayne first goes from being an enemy of the, well, being with the beautiful people, to being an enemy of the beautiful people, to being sent back to the beautiful people. Then this pay-per-view. Tonight, Madison Rayne, you are my number 8.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Number 7 on the suckers list. And the reason why this person is number 7, for a reason, is because, well, he actually thinks that the WWE has a contract to stay when he's really, by far, and everybody will agree with me, the best announcer they've had in the last 15 years. Jim Ross, I'm sorry to say this, you're my boy, but you're my number 7. Number 6, I have to say this, reason, and this is, and you'd be shocked, most people would have put Angelina Love as number 1 on this list, but I had to put this person, these people higher because they actually did stupider things than Angelina Love. Angelina's love was fault of a long time periods of stupidity. Everybody else is just kind of, just one moment. Number 6 on the suckers list. This man got booted out of TNA just to go to WWE Developmental and get booted out of there. Tonight, Lance Hoyt, you are my number 6.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
And for my number 5 sucker, this guy's been jobbed on and off in TNA, and he's an amazing wrestler. I don't understand why TNA doesn't build the X Division around this guy. I mean, he's a former X Division champ, and they just brought him back for just, you know, show ratings and to build up his character. But, and he's a great wrestler. I love this guy a lot. But tonight, Amazing Red, you are my number 5.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Number 4 was a man I've been trying to put on the suckers week for months. I knew this man would screw up. Screw up and screw up big he did. He screwed up bad. And I couldn't wait to rub it in his face when he did. And he's such a loser now. His career has hit rock bottom. And the reason he's number 4 on my list is because he deserves to be number 4 on my list. This week, I don't know if you all watched it, but on superstar. If you've watched this guy has been bigged up for the hypest time as he was on the Raw vs. SmackDown online GameSpot draft as being the best wrestler on his show, period. Yet, he's lost to the United States champion twice in singles matches. And Miz, you deserve to be my number four.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
We are in the top three, people. The top three. The top three of the suckas list. Number three, without a shadow of a doubt, is a person that I never thought would ever make my suckers list. But he made it this week. You see, I mean, it's not like they're not setting him up for a firing or an ass whooping. But you done know he's gonna get one. After screwing the Undertaker of the world title, kissing Vince's ass to keep a job, and just doing whatever he's told to do, Teddy Long finally got what he deserved. And there's more coming to Teddy. Teddy, you are my number three.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Now, the number two people on my revenge suckers list that pissed me off, and this is a suckers list that took me weeks to develop because we were off the air. This is a suckers list that took me time to develop. And I'll go to this week's suckers list, but I'm telling you, people, there is one man. These two men that are on my suckers list are the biggest friggin' idiots of the year. And I'll start off with number two, Chavo Guerrero. You, since your aunt left, they have been blaming you for it and sticking you into matches with a midget, and then you lose and lose and lose, and having you look like some meagly mouthed goof for weeks and weeks, and we're getting sick of it. Chavo Guerrero, I personally put you number two in my revenge suckers list. And you are a, you deserve two of them, so I'll give it two, you are a.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
And number one on my revenge suckers list, this man is the dumbest man on God. Right now on God's green earth. He was a four-time world champion in the span of 5 months. In the span of 1 year, he won the world title four times, beating Triple H for the WWE, Edge for the world. No, he beat Edge for the WWE, Edge for the world, my mistake, CM Punk, and CM Punk again. Jeff Hardy. And you get arrested for drugs. All those drugs. And if you can't provide a prescription, you'll be gone for 15 years. And if you can, you're gone for 3. Jeff Hardy, on my revenge sucker list, I'm going to put 3 of them there for you. I personally say you are the number one sucker of the month. So here it comes.
Sucker! Sucker! Sunga! 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 Sunga!
And now that I got that off my chest, I will be back with my regular suckers list. Oh, I just need to get that off my chest. Oh, that was a suckers list. Oh, expiring. Now I'll be back with Suckers List number 2, the regular Suckers List.
Weeks ago, you were on the verge of hanging it up. But tonight at No Surrender, you have the opportunity to become a four-time TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So what is your strategy going into this Four Corners match?
Strategy? The same strategy I have in every match that I go into. Don't underestimate anyone, especially, you know, Kurt Angle, Matt Morgan, Sting.
Well, who do you view as the biggest threat in this matchup?
The biggest threat? I can't really pick one. I mean, you got Sting, the icon, Sting. Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist. Matt Morgan, a 7-foot-tall monster. You pick one, because I can't.
Well, good luck tonight, Abe.
That's right, people. Back again. AJ Styles ready and pumped, ready to go for his world title match. Good luck to you, AJ. Booker C's on your side. Okay. Now, we've come to Suckers List number 2. Can't wait, really. I cannot wait. Suckers List number 2 is just a regular one, people. Yes, I had to get the bad one out of the way because, you know, I'm an emotionally charged person. Now, for the regular Suckers List for this week, I gotta say, without a doubt, it's a good Suckers List, but not as great as the other one I had, because the other one I had was controversial. This is going to be less controversial because, you know, this requires Booker C to get less of an ass-kicking from the wrestling world, because I'm sure some people don't like it. But, number 10 on my Suckers List this week is Ken Anderson. Ken Anderson, tonight, you decided to do no media, no interviews, and wrestle in Ontario. Why? And you're facing one of Ontario's best wrestlers, period. Textbook Tyson Dukes. Hope Dukes beats you. You know, props to you, but you're two shoes funny and everything, but tonight, you're my number 10. Number 9 on my Suckers List. Gotta say this, people. He's number 9 for a reason. And the reason being is because, well, he got beat. I'm not saying he got beat just in the ring, but, I mean, Vince says he's lost faith in this guy. And just to go on an amazing winning streak, join up with the tag team partner Mark Henry, and then lose the tag team title shots at Breaking Point in Montreal. I mean, I'm sorry. This week, MVP, you are my number 9. Sunga! 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 And the reason I like MVP, I like him a lot, it's just WWE keeps throwing this crap at him, and he just keeps accepting it. I hope one day he has enough and just says, look, I'm doing my own thing. Number 8 on my Suckers List this week, without a shadow of a doubt, is a sucker, both in out of the ring, and I think he's a sucker too this week, because number 1, he comes in. He has an amazing, amazing gimmick, and they're letting him lose to this British beefcake brute. Tonight, R-Truth, you are my number 8. Sunga! 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 Now, number 7, I gotta say, is in my Future Endeavors pool. That's why the Wrestling Insider is going to be opening up a Future Endeavors pool. Keep posting. He's going to be in my Super Future Endeavors pool because he's actually done nothing. Absolutely friggin' nothing. And he's probably, I might just go double nothing, get him, he'll get fired from WWE and get hired by TNA. But tonight, Charlie Haas, you're my number 7. getting down to the top six. And it's just getting better, 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 and better. Now, for weeks now, I've been watching NWA Wrestling. As you know, Booker T is a fan of NWA Wrestling. I was watching their main show, the NWA Wrestling Showcase, and I watched their smaller shows, like NWA Fire and all those type of things. But one guy, I gotta add up, he hasn't moved, he's moved down because he's done nothing in NWA, and he's getting jerked around in TNA, but Trevor Murdoch, aka Jethro Holliday, aka Trevor Rhodes, you are the number six. Number five, I have to say this without a shadow of a doubt, is he's number five on the list for a reason. And the reason is because of the way his career went. Simon Diamond. I mean, you went from being fired to TNA for no reason. Now you get rehired to being a road agent. A road agent, people. You should be a manager. You've got mic skills. You have predictions and talent. And you settle for a road agent. Tonight, Simon Diamond, you are my number five.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Number four is a sucker that is just the king of suckers. I repeat, the king of suckers. Suckers. Well, not the king of suckers, but he will be one day. And he's on the suckers list this week. Because, and he's number four, but he should be higher. It's because I have a shred of respect for this guy is the reason he's number four. But Rey Mysterio. You had one of the highest selling merchandises of any WWE wrestler. You outsold Cena because of your mask. Kids were wearing your mask like crazy. And you screwed that up. And rumor has it, according to the rumor, is that the drugs that you were suspended for were the drugs that Jeff Hardy gave you. And that's why Jeff Hardy's in the position he's in. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, but Rey Mysterio is my number four.
Sucker! 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 Sucker!
Now we're getting to the top three, people. The top three. And just, and if you think Rey Mysterio's was bad, you're going to love the top three I put in here. Number three is, without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, will shock you. Number three is, I'm shocked to even, I'm saying these words. But number three sucker is, get this or not, Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes. Like the reason they're my number three suckers is because in the biggest event of the summer, they got their asses whooped. Now, they won the match by, they won the submissions match in Montreal. They made Shawn Michaels tap out. I'll give them their due. Both double submission is hard not to prevent yourself from tapping out from, and Shawn tapped out. But the reason they're my suckers is because they're getting their asses whooped by DX, which allowed John Cena to become the WWE champion because they couldn't help Randy Orton out. And then what happens this week? You barely even see them. They're not even there. And that just makes me you suckers in my book. So Tonight, Ted DiBiase, Cody Rhodes, both of you are tied for number 3.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 2. I have to say, it's not really much of a big shock, but she had it coming. Number 2 is Lillian Garcia, people. And the reason Lillian is number 2 is because she, it's bad enough. You have made screw-ups, Lillian. The worst one was when you called Toronto Los Angeles during a live show. I mean, and then you say you're leaving to continue music. You're good for you, but you screwed up one too many times, and now the Fink got his job back. Lillian Garcia, you are, and you just keep screwing up on your announcing. You are my number 2.
Sunga! 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 Sunga!
Number 1. And this is history again, people. We've had 2 suckas list on the Booker C show. And for the second time in history on the Booker C show, this man has made number 1 twice, I believe, on the suckers list. This man has made number 1 twice, but I'm sure he's made number 1 twice. My number 1 sucker this week is Jeff Jarrett. Jarrett has actually has left TNA, sat back, collected cash. And that's why he was on my first suckers list, because he got canned by Dixie Carter. Now, he's been stripped. He's coming back as talent. He has no political power, people. Believe this or not, Jeff Jarrett is coming back to wrestling with no power to a company he partially owns. And he has no more political power. He's been stripped of his position, stripped of his title, stripped, relieved of all his duties, and they've all given to Vince Russo. And now Jeff Jarrett is only coming back to a company he partially owns as just talent. So he collects 2 paychecks. That's it. He can't decide who gets where and who gets what pushes anymore. Jeff Jarrett, for the second time in a row, you are number 1 on my suckers list. So take that, ya.
Sucker! Sucker!
And now, that is it for the extremely returning episode of Can You Dig It with Booker C. Booker C enjoyed this one. Booker C enjoyed it a lot. In fact, the Wrestling Insider's back, people. Back and friggin' better than ever. We've got this new setup. We got these new mics. We got these new stands. This is friggin' awesome. I haven't had to hold the mic. The stand's been in the mic's been in the stand all the time. Booker C's hands are free to tickle around the machine. Take all his information. It's wonderful. Wonderful, I say wonderful. But now, it is time to go. And Booker C says, remember your 2 informations. Booker C leaves you with this information.
One,
follow Red Dread. And 2, Dreadnet is your leader. This is Booker C signing off.
You did.